Welcome to the Math Ed Podcast. My name is Sam Otten from the University of Missouri. And today my guest is a returning guest. It's Krista Jackson, who's a professor in the School of Education at St. Louis University. But Krista, today we're not going to be talking about your research. We're going to be talking about another exciting book series project that you've been working on. Thanks for being back on the podcast.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm excited to be joining with you today.
Yeah, because we're going to be talking about the new book series that is coming out from the National Council of Teachers in Mathematics, and it's Powerful Mathematicians Who Changed the World. And this is a book series that has wonderful illustrations. It tells great stories about mathematicians. It has an equity angle to it, and it has multiple grade levels going on.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to hear more about this book series. Let's go to the beginning. Where did this book series originate from? Like, how did it get started?
Yes, originally NCTM sent me an email asking me if I would be interested in writing a series of children's books focused for grades third up to eighth grade. I said, well, that seems something really intriguing because that's something that I've always wanted to do. I'm really interested in children's literature and also that writing aspect. So as we delved a little bit deeper, because initially they wanted just a biographical setting for the children's book. And then I thought, well, if our audience are children, then we want to make sure that it is enticing for children and actually children will want to engage in reading it. So I suggested to NCTM, what about having a true children's book and coming from it with a plot and a storyline and having that conflict where we have the mathematicians in the children's books being actual real mathematicians and their mathematical contributions are true, but the storyline is creative fiction. So these are creative fictions, children's books that are age appropriate for scholars in kindergarten, pre-kindergarten, all the way up to 12th grade. So it doesn't really matter what the grade level is. It's applicable to all students at those particular grade bands.
Yeah, that's to me what makes it kind of exciting was you expanded it out to let's get all the kids. Let's get the early elementary kids. And then middle, like maybe NCTM was thinking at first. But then you said also we can do some stuff for high school level kids.
Exactly.
And so now, they're kind of clearly marked like which sort of age group they're sort of tailored for. But I think having that flexibility, that broad grade range is really great. And it's interesting to hear about this unique blend of it has a plot, it has some drama, it has some excitement, but there's a biography and there are some mathematical concepts that play into the plot. And so you are learning about a real mathematician from history, and you are also hearing a little bit about what their key ideas were.
Exactly. And so all the mathematicians in each of the books, their contributions, and even some of the personality traits, like that maybe could be their favorite food or their vacation spot, or their grandparents or something of that sort that is incorporated within the storyline is actually true of that mathematician. Because we've had the opportunity for the mathematicians who are still living to sit down and interview the mathematicians and really get it from their standpoint and their perspective as well.
Yeah, so you've mentioned a little bit about the style of the book. And then just tell us a little bit, too, about how these could work. So I know they're written for the children, whether it's the younger children or the high school age. Mm-hmm. But how do you see it worked? Like, could a teacher read it with the students? Could a parent read it with their kids? Or is it more like, no, the kid kind of takes it and they go through it themselves?
Could be all of those different possibilities. Teachers can read these stories to their students in the classrooms as read-alouds, or they could assign it to the students themselves and have them read it. Because each of the books also have teacher resource ideas and discussion prompts that the teachers and or the parents could ask the students as they are reading the book themselves to get a deeper understanding, not only within the plot line itself, but also of the mathematician that is featured in the book. And as you had mentioned, each one of the books are also centered on a social justice equity issue within the book that the main characters are encountering or trying to solve just to bring out that equitable distribution within the mathematics. And then because the Powerful Mathematicians Who Changed the World is purposefully targeting our underrepresented mathematicians, our mathematicians who we typically don't hear about in mathematical classroom space.
Right. That was part of what was exciting about this, right? Is it's not Isaac Newton. It's not Euler, those are great mathematicians, but there's already books about those folks. There's already posters about those. You know, this is bringing up some kind of lesser known, but it's not because their ideas were lesser. It's just because they've kind of been marginalized, you know, throughout history. And this is bringing them back up and putting them center stage.
Exactly. Yes. And so we're really excited about highlighting that within the book series because we all know that representation matters. And so for our students, young and old, to see other mathematicians that exemplify their own social identities, it's huge in that process. Like, oh, yes, I can be a doer and learner of mathematics myself.
And then the problems that they're tackling can also be interesting problems or irrelevant problems. So it's kind of firing on all those cylinders. Now, these are also brought to life with colors and illustrations and things. So
Yes.
maybe tell us a little bit about how that came into play.
So we went on a quest trying to find an illustrator, and I'm so happy and excited about our current illustrator. She is from Spain, and she is, if you've seen the books, she is magnificent. And she is going to be the illustrator of all the books in the series so that we'll have a cohesive set of illustrations across the book series. And I don't know if I mentioned, but we have a total of 13 books that will be generated in this series, which we're very, very excited about.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to definitely have you share a little bit more about some of the examples of them. But there's four available now, if I'm not mistaken, and you've got all the grade levels covered so far. But then getting all the way up to 13 eventually is really exciting. And just to put it in there too, the illustrations are by Estrella Bascunian,
Yes,
which is
yes.
great to find that good pairing for the creativity and bringing it to life.
And she has been excellent, and she's great to work with. Just a shout out to her.
Awesome. So yeah, maybe just share a couple examples with us. Tell us a little bit more. And I know we can't cover all of them, but maybe if you want to pick out one or two as some examples of what might be shown in these books.
So we have four books, as you had mentioned, that are already published. Our pre-K 2 book is on dazzling data and really focusing on the data aspect. And it's featuring Talithia Williams, who is kind of like a data scientist and is really getting the young scholars really doing the work of what she does. And then if you look at the pictures, the students are counting the ants on the hill and they're actually doing the mathematics as they're reading the storyline. Another book is Naughty Numbers, written by our wonderful authors. They are Ava Van Heiser and Naomi Jessup. And it's really focusing on our ethnomathematician, Marsha Asher, and really looking at ways that we are thinking about mathematics differently and looking how one way is not always the right way or the same way, looking at that cultural aspect of the way that we're doing mathematics. And the Mystery Underground is featuring Agnes Meyer Driscoll, really focuses on cryptology and cryptoanalysis, and it really engages the students and the reader doing that cryptology themselves, and they're breaking these codes just like Agnes Meyer Driscoll did within the story.
And you did some writing on that one too, not just series editing, right?
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. And then our fourth book is featuring the high school and is really featuring Federico Ardila, who is a mathematician originally from Colombia, and he is in California, and he's focusing on combinatorics and those different mathematics and really looking at when fairness fails us and looking at that lottery system and how some of the students are trying to get into this one school and it's based on the lottery system. So it's very, very, very exciting.
Yeah, that's great. And more to come. I won't make you run through all the other ones, but people just have to keep an eye out for the future books that we'll keep adding to the series.
Exactly.
So that's really great. Just curious, how did you select the subjects? You know, there's a lot of mathematicians that have been powerful, that have changed the world, that have been from underrepresented groups, but how did you start to make that list? I'm sure that was a hard thing to do.
It was challenging and but it was a lot of fun and I had a lot of help too. I initially started off the list with all the different mathematicians of color and mathematicians from diverse backgrounds that we could possibly think about and think of. And then, of course, the web added another extra hint within that. But then, one of the books in the series, which is the 13th book, or you can call it the first book, or however you want to think about it, is featuring mathematicians, powerful mathematicians who changed the world from A to Z. So, if the mathematicians are represented in that book, they were taken out of their own featured book. And then I presented those, the rest of those mathematicians to the authors. Then they had the opportunity to select different mathematicians. And then they also had the opportunity to think of other mathematicians that weren't even on the list that they thought would be a perfect fit as well.
Okay, so they could kind of say, this one really inspires me, and I think I could put a plot or I could put a story with it. And then that's like, okay, it's working, let's do that.
Yes.
And the author team, you know, is from a lot of different places, different backgrounds. How did you get that author team together, and how did that work kind of behind the scenes with the book series?
They are individuals that I really value their work, and I have collaborated with them on different items. And I thought just their perspective coming in and really talking about creating a storyline of the power of mathematicians. And then, of course, everyone was a bit leery because it's a totally different genre of writing. It's not academic writing, but it's really focusing on how can we relate this to young kids and still have that excitement and keep true to the mathematics. Because the mathematics that are exemplified in the books are the actual mathematical contributions of the mathematician, but taking it to the level that the reader could actually understand. And I felt that each of those authors were able to do that, and they did it very, very successfully.
Yeah, that's awesome. So people should check it out and see the different authors involved, and they keep an eye out for more books coming out in the series. There's already really good positive vibes coming out around it. I hear a lot of people in math ed saying, "Have you seen this one? Have you seen this one?" Like it's really starting to get some good word of mouth. As it takes off and it continues to go into next year and then add more books into the series, how do you hope to see the books, you know, making an impact and being used in the world? Or how do you want this book series to change the world?
Just really broadening our not only our students' minds, but also teachers, parents, the whole community. Because as you had mentioned, these mathematicians, they exist and they're doing great, great work, but we don't ever, ever hear about them. And we can take that information and infuse it within our classroom and infuse it within our day-to-day lives. So I really think it's going to truly impact the world. I even talked to NCTM about taking this a step further because I think my next step is what I would like to do is do a, like a PBS series. So we can have a PBS children's series on each of these mathematicians and have the little bobbleheads of the mathematicians so we can actually
Yeah.
create those different figurines as well.
I mean, to me, it would really be a big change in the world if kids of all ages had a favorite mathematician. Not only having a favorite mathematician, but actually these mathematicians could be from different backgrounds. They could look different colors and from different places in the world, and
Exactly.
not just always, you know, from a certain part of Europe or something like that. That would be a big change in the world. And then the fact that the problems that they solved and the ways that they used ideas and insights and critical thinking to do something important, that would be great if that's what kids thought math was about. Like, oh, math is about having good ideas, solving problems, and making a difference.
Exactly. And they can see, experience the true joy, wonder, and beauty within the mathematics, and not just thinking mathematics is all this procedure that we have to follow, but it's about that creativity and the imagination as well.
So where would you point people to if they wanted to find the book, or if they're thinking of buying it for, you know, a gift or something, where should they look?
Go to the NCTM website, nctm.org, and do a search for powerful mathematicians who changed the world. And you'll have a list of all the books that have been published. We will eventually be on Amazon, hopefully, sometime soon as we continue to have those hits there.
Pretty new. They're just coming out now. It does look like NCTM has a digital version of the books and then also the physical one. I know it'd be great to get it in the hands of the kids and they could actually feel it and stuff, but for people that enjoy the digital copies, I think they have those available. It looked like from what I could see.
Actually, it's just the physical copies. What's on the digital versions are the more for you, those extra
Oh,
resources.
that's what it was. So those downloadables are the extra supplements that can help out.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay.
Exactly.
That's great. Thanks for clearing that up. Awesome. Well, it's exciting to see the book series. Thanks for telling us a little bit about it. I always have to ask a more personal question at the end just for fun. We're coming up on break, Krista. My break is next week, basically. Are you getting close to yours?
Getting closer, finals are next week.
Yep,
Yes.
same for me. So, do you have any plans for winter break?
I am going to spend time with family and play a lot of games because I love, love, love games and I'm very, very competitive. So I look forward to playing games with my family.
And is that a lot of times tabletop or board games or is it video games?
Yes, tabletop, board games, video games, all types. So we have a true, true game day.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's been great talking to you again, Krista. Thanks so much for doing this.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thanks for listening, and thank you to those who have sent in some audio summaries of articles that you've read recently. I just about have enough article summaries to make a new digest episode, but there's still time to get something in. So if you've read something recently that has really been impactful or meaningful to you, you want to share it with more math educators, please just go ahead and record a few minutes of your summary of that article or book or reading. Please introduce yourself as well and all the authors on the piece. Put that into a nice audio file, and you could send that to ottensam@att.net. That's ottensam@att.net. And please put Math Ed Digest in the subject line, and I can include that in the next or a future digest episode. Thanks.